vida. Now I've got every reason to find someone new. Swore up and down to me that I've seen the last of you, but the way you love me, girl, it left me hoping and holding on. So until this world stops turning round and my heart believes that you're gone.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following this week's debate, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are campaigning in swing states today, and another Republican is endorsing Harris.
He served as White House counsel for all of George W. Bush's first term and as attorney general in Bush's second. And now Alberto Gonzalez joins the list of Republican former officials who say they simply cannot vote for Donald Trump. In a Politico op-ed, Gonzalez calls Trump perhaps the most serious threat to the rule of law in a generation. Gonzalez says it's his view that if Trump again holds the power of the presidency, he would, quote, abuse it for personal and political gain and not on behalf of the American people.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Attorney General Merrick Garland, in a speech to staffers today at the Justice Department, urged them to continue their independent work and rejected claims that the DOJ is politicizing and weaponizing cases. Wildfires exploding in Southern California, with fire crews battling three major fires in L.A. and San Bernardino counties. This is ABC News. Disgraced movie mogul facing a new indictment.
This new indictment against Weinstein remains sealed until his arraignment, which is set for November. But ABC News has learned prosecutors presented evidence to a grand jury of three alleged sex assaults involving Weinstein from varying time periods that were not part of his previous case. Weinstein was not in court. He's still recuperating after being taken from New York City's Rikers Island jail this week to a local hospital for emergency heart surgery. He's currently serving 23 years for rape, though he's facing a retrial after his conviction. Conviction was overturned on procedural grounds. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
In Kentucky, the manhunt continues for highway shooting suspect Joseph Couch. Five people were injured when he shot at vehicles Saturday. Four of the five victims have been released from the hospital. The fifth is also expected to survive. Rock star John Bon Jovi and his assistant helping a distressed woman on the edge of a bridge in Nashville. They had been filming a music video when they convinced her to climb back to safety. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A diver's body is recovered from Lake Michigan near Kenosha. Patrick Kelly of Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, was on the lake with his wife on his 72nd birthday when he dove in to explore for a shipwreck 6 miles off the shore in Pleasant Prairie. Kelly was reported missing when he failed to resurface Tuesday morning.
We're going to be responding for a 72-year-old male diver. Did not come back up.
Kelly's body was recovered Wednesday morning, roughly 120 feet below the surface. An ongoing investigation is being conducted to find out just what went wrong in the water for Kelly. The Wisconsin Supreme Court agrees to hear a pair of high-profile cases.
The justices agree to directly hear whether or not the Wisconsin Elections Commission was obligated to appoint a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled commissioners didn't have to do that. Republican lawmakers appealed that decision, and the State Department of Justice, in turn, appealed to the Supreme Court. Justices will also hear a suit over the DNR's authority to order cleanup of hazardous substances, including PFAS. No date has been set for either hearing. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pressing for proof of citizenship in order to vote, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson cited the 2020 election at a Wednesday press conference on the SAVE Act.
There are so many things indisputable in Wisconsin, where it was a very close election. And for anybody to say that illegal immigrants can't vote, or, you know, non-citizens can't vote, it can't happen. It's we know that they do.
Johnson alleges the Biden administration's border policy encourages illegal voting. Some House Republicans threaten a government shutdown if the bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote isn't included in a funding package.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high of 87 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 84 with a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Take your barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Let me refresh. Let's see. Refreshing. Yeah, looky there. The grain market's pretty quiet ahead of today's USDA reports. A little bit, I guess you'd call it some strength in soybean futures. The cattle market is higher, and that is absolutely appropriate as we rejoin the Sustainable Ranchers Tour. Live from another stop on the Sustainable Ranchers Tour via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Jimmy Evans from Trust in Beef. Then it's Gunnar Bodvarsson from Earth Optics and Reba Collin from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Later, Matthew Cleveland from ABS Global. I'm your outstanding broadcast professional, Davis Michelson, filling in for Chip Flory. I'm here today with you. Thank you so much for tuning into AgriTalk this morning. Chip, again, he's out fishing. Still, I'm saying it again. He'll be back next week, gang. We got a big day here today. We can't dwell on this. We are in McKenzie, North Dakota at the Black Leg Ranch for the Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranchers Tour. If you've been listening over the last several weeks, we have been welcomed to several different ranches on this Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranchers Tour, and we've got the usual suspects lined up today. Some great conversations about what's going on in the cattle industry, in the ranching industry. We will, of course, check in with Jimmy Evans from Trust in Beef to kind of get us started there. And you know, after five stops on this Sustainable Ranchers Tour, I'm curious if there were any surprises along the way for Mr. Emmons. What the observations might be on the tour itself as we've completed five stops now. So we'll get that, and then we've got others. We've got the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We've got Earth Optics, which claim to help ranchers understand their soil better. We're going to get to the bottom of that. And then Matthew Cleveland, the ABS Global Senior Director. Why are beef genetics so important? Why should ranchers be concerned with their genetics? I think if you are a rancher or even a running a dairy, you probably already understand the importance of good genetics. We're going to talk more. We're going to dig deep with Matthew Cleveland. That comes up right at the end of the program. So in the meantime, let's go ahead and talk about today's news. I'll start with the weather. Hurricane Francine, the National Weather Service says, will slowly move across North Mississippi today into Friday and will continue to bring heavy rainfall and the risk of flash and urban flooding, along with river flooding across portions of the lower Mississippi Valley, Tennessee Valley, and the southeast. A couple tornadoes are possible from the Florida Panhandle to north central Alabama, along with gusty winds and storm surge. Sounds like volatile weather for our friends down there in the southeast. Hurricane Francine did weaken after slamming into the coast of southern Louisiana last evening, taking a slightly more easterly route than previously expected. The U.S. Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement said 39% of crude oil production in the Gulf of Mexico was shut by Wednesday as companies evacuated crews out of Francine's path. The Bureau also said 49% of natural gas production from the Gulf was shut by the storm. As far as the markets go, WTI traded up $1.56 or 2.37% yesterday to close at $67.31. Brent crude was lower yesterday, $1.42 or basically call it 2% lower to close at $70.61. So far this morning, looks like we're up again. Let's look at the D's WTI crude oil up $1.32 currently at $67.40. The front month nearby October up $1.61, $68.92. We've got a USDA daily export sale to report, 118,626 metric tons of corn to unknown destinations this for the 24-25 marketing year. USDA will update its corn and soybean crop estimates in less than an hour here, which will include its first objective field data. Analysts expect little change to those crop estimates from the initial forecast last month. They expect slightly smaller corn and soybean ending stocks estimates for 23-24. For 24-25, projected ending stocks are expected to decline for corn and wheat, while a modest increase is anticipated for soybeans. Once again, that info comes out at 11 a.m. Central Time here, or straight up noon if you're in Eastern Time. House Ag Ranking Member David Scott of Georgia wrote a letter to rank and file members on options to pass a farm bill. Scott suggested considering a two-year ad hoc package to bolster the farm safety net for 24 and 25 crop years if a new farm bill can't pass this year. Some ag groups are pushing for such an ad hoc package, along with a one-year farm bill extension, likely through the appropriations process. Isn't part of the point, isn't part of what we're pulling for here, to get rid of the ad hoc spending. I'm just saying. Fed officials expected to focus heavily on labor market conditions when they meet next week. This according to Michael Pierce, Oxford Economics Deputy Chief U.S. Economist. Pierce believes the recent reacceleration in housing costs over the past 2 months is likely temporary noise rather than the start of a new upward trend. It's transitory, gang. As inflation rates decrease and the Federal Reserve prepares to adjust its policies, Pierce suggests we may be seeing the end of the so-called vibe session, a period of economic uncertainty and negative sentiment despite relatively strong economic data. Vibe session! There are no recessionary pressures here. There's no inflation. It's just a vibe. It only feels like it. It's a vibe session. Don't get me started. You see, you know you're in trouble when they start making up words, right? Vibe session. What is that? All right. Morgan Stanley Investment Management notes that bond yields are already well priced for anticipated U.S. interest rate cuts. Markets are expecting the Federal Reserve to lower rates by over 200 basis points by the end of 2025, potentially completing the full rate cut cycle. U.S. producer prices rose by 0.2% in August, slightly above the forecast 0.1%. That's thanks to a rebound in service costs, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, year over year, the producer price index has increased by 1.7%. Social Security beneficiaries are projected to see a modest 2.5% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, in 2025. This according to the Senior Citizens League. This increase would raise the average monthly benefit by about $48. The Citizens League highlights recent years saw higher COLA, or cost of living adjustments, due to inflation. They got 8.7% in 2023. However, the 2025 forecast signals a return to typical adjustment levels. Rising costs of essentials such as food and housing do remain a concern for seniors, with 80% reporting increased expenses. U.S. import volumes remain elevated in anticipation of a potential strike at East and Gulf Coast ports. This according to the latest Port Tracker report. With the current labor contract set to expire on September 30, that's like 2 weeks away, and no significant progress in negotiations, retailers are rushing shipments and shifting to alternative ports. And finally here, ooh, I got time. Argentine farmers are expected to plant more beans for 24-25 as corn faces concerns with dry weather and fears of disease carried by the leafhopper insect. This according to the Rosario Grains Exchange. All right, we will join Trustin' Beef's Sustainable Ranchers Tour at McKenzie, North Dakota at the Black Leg Ranch. We'll speak with Jimmy Evans, find out, we'll get him to reflect a little bit on the Sustainable Ranchers Tour, and then we'll talk turkey at Black Leg Ranch on AgriTalk.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMregenerations.com to learn more.
Well, harvest is upon us, and with it comes one of the dustiest, dirtiest times of the year on the farm. That puts extra strain on machinery and makes it more important than ever to protect our valuable equipment with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. No wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed. Distributed exclusively by BASF.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Bex. Bex Hybrids is with you every turn because both on and off the field, we're all farmers at heart. See why at BexHybrids.com. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson here. Hey, before we get to the conversation with Jimmy Evans from Trustin' Beef at McKenzie, North Dakota, at the Black Leg Ranch for our Sustainable Ranchers Tour. I haven't said this. I don't know if anybody said it. Hey, get out there and vote if you're not registered. You can't complain if you don't vote. All right. I'm reminded because I moved here to glorious Kansas City, the Constantinople of the Midwest, and I'm registering to vote. I had to re-register because I got a new domicile. So if you're not registered for whatever reason, hey, get out there and register. There's still a little bit of time left, I think. Pretty sure. Yeah, there's got to be. I hope so. Get out there and vote. Can't complain if you don't vote. And, of course, later on today, I want to mention this as well. We will be with the Sustainable Ranchers Tour through the afternoon show. However, we've got these USDA reports coming up in about 40 minutes here now. We'll go over details with that in a segment with Ben Rand from Blue Line Futures. So we'll be sure to get, we're gonna make everybody happy today. And, if we can, and I'm glad that you're along with us as well. Let me bring in now Jimmy Evans, Senior VP of Climate Smart Programs for Trust in Beef. Mr. Evans, welcome back to AgriTalk. Sir, you and I don't think have been, properly introduced. I'm Davis Michelson. Welcome to AgriTalk, sir.
Hey, Davis. Good to hear you today and glad to be here.
Absolutely. You're up there in
North Dakota.
Yeah. Talk to me about the setting there. North Dakota, it's got some beautiful areas up there, Jimmy.
Yes, this Black Leg Ranch is just amazing and beautiful native prairie. It's where the big group is at right now. And they're talking about range management there. A lot of waterfowl around in the wet areas as well. And beautiful corn and beans growing on the farm ground. So a beautiful setting here. It's a nice day, kind of a little overcast, but a nice little breeze and perfect temperature.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Jimmy, by my math, this makes five stops on Trust in Beef's Sustainable Ranchers Tour. Could I ask you to just sort of tell us about how you feel like it's gone? How was attendance? How many do you have a head count so far?
Yeah, we're just a slightly over 100 out in the field and ranch right now. We'll pick up a few more around noon here. So we have a beautiful turnout. And all five stops have been wonderful ranches that really tell a great story about regenerative ag and sustainability. A lot of legacy in each one of these ranches. We come from down into Texas Ranch of the second generation to a sixth generation ranch. So a lot of difference in ranching from North Dakota to Texas, but it's all cows and grass and how we manage the resources around that. And that's the wonderful thing about the tour is really trying to show people what's possible and how you can stack enterprises, how you can be profitable and still sustain and make sure that your natural resources will last for generations to the future.
Well, I know you've been in the biz for a very, very long time, so I don't know how often you come by surprises in this industry. I'm curious if you came across any surprises on the Sustainable Ranchers Tour and among these five stops here.
You know, the surprise is the great turnout and the diversity in the turnout of ranchers, women and men, also some consumers and retailers have been with us and some packers. And then today we've been blessed with some senator and congressional staff from D.C. and some local officials as well. So the enthusiasm for this type of setting and learning event is very popular and very exciting to see that kind of diversity in the attendance.
It sounds so like it. I'm sorry.
And that's been a big surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's attracting the sort of people that that need to be there, that need to hear this message. Yeah,
it does. It does. I mean, it takes us all to do it. And your voice does count. I know you talked about registering to vote and to see that congressional staff and local Senate staff and House members here. It's all very important as we talk about conservation and climate smart practices and everything that we're doing on the ground has an effect. And so it's glad to see them there and the diversity in the crowd because everybody does care and we can do this better all together.
You know, as long as they are there to learn, we don't mind those patent leather shoes out there in that North Dakota dirt, do we?
No, it's kind of nice out there.
Well, very good. You've You've been all over the place with this Ranchers Tour. Today, you're at Blackleg Ranch in North Dakota, as we said, over there near McKenzie. What makes Blackleg Ranch the best place to close out this tour? It's the big finish.
Yeah, it's a big finish to a big summer and a big year. But it's the perfect stop to celebrate the end of it, because we're on a ranch that was founded in 1882. They're still in operation. They've grown bigger since 1882, naturally. But they still have a lot of the deep roots of heritage here, and love for the land and love for the cattle. And they've got buffalo on the ranch as well. But it's also a true story about legacy. They had four children. The children all came back to the ranch and all brought their own niche of diversity and tools and businesses they want to run. So they have hunting, and they have a hunting lodge that we're setting in right now. They also have a venue for weddings, for another son, and a brewery. And then the Jace is out with the ranchers right now on the tour, talking about how he managed cattle and the range. And then the daughter manages all the books and all the finances for him. So everybody brought value back to the ranch. And, you know, in today's agriculture, we don't see that. A lot of people say, well, I don't know how you're going to come back. And they forget that children go off to school to learn, and they can bring great value back to the ranch. So it's a perfect ranch setting to see that, and see how generations can come back and make a ranch profitable enough for everybody to be here. So it's a beautiful place, a beautiful venue, and we're so happy to have Jerry Doan and family hosting us here at Blackleg Ranch.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we here at AgriTalk are really glad to be part of it as well. And one of the things that I understand about Blackleg Ranch is that they've got a couple of different enterprises. I think you'd maybe call it stacking enterprises to keep that legacy sustainable. Can you offer some clarity on that?
Sure. So they run a hunting facility and hunting lodge where they host hunters to come in. That's one part of the business. They, like I said, they also have a wedding venue. They have a brewery where they sell their own meat and beer that they produce right here on the ranch. That's another entity. And then they have the bison herd and the cattle herd out on the ranch as well, where they run, you know, around 3,000 cows in the summer, and a big set of yearling cattle, and then a nice size herd of buffalo as well. So very diverse, a lot of streams of revenue coming in to the ranch, and pretty nice size family to. So it does take quite a bit of revenue to do that, but they're very profitable, and they strive for that. They run this like a business, and several businesses, and they're very successful at that.
All right, so you're closing out the tour there at Blackleg Ranch. Let's look ahead just a little bit. Where would you like to see the future of the Sustainable Ranchers Tour go?
You know, I think we just continue to expand and reach out in other areas and really tell the story of sustainable beef and how we sustain our natural resources to keep these ranches on the ground, on the ranch, and how we stack enterprises and how we improve the cattle herd and animals there to really be profitable, but then use technology. There's lots of new technology coming along about how we observe, you know, the soil, the grass, the carbon, and lots of new things that are coming. So I want to continue to expand, to go to great ranches that show us what's possible. And then as we network these in a peer-to-peer network, then that learning continues, and we can share from ranches in the south to the north, and all work together for a good, sustainable future.
I love that. I love that so much. How can listeners find out more and keep in touch with y'all?
Go to trustinbeef.com and look at us on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and come and join us and make it work. No one does this alone.
Outstanding. Hey, just real quick, can you smell lunch? Can you smell it in the air just yet?
I was over there a little bit ago, and yes, it smells like great beef being cooked for lunch.
Well, I'm going to cut you loose right now so you can go continue to investigate it. Jimmy Evans, Senior VP of Climate Smart Programs and Trust in Beef. Thanks, buddy, for being with us from Black Leg Ranch.
You bet. Glad to have you with us.
Have All right, we will continue coverage at Black Leg Ranch coming up next.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 12 to 23.78, November down 19 to 23.14, December down 21 to 22.08, January down 2 to 20.74. Meanwhile, in the livestock sector, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher as the trade jumps back into the market. Some of this is technical buying. Now, the WASD report was pretty much mixed for cattle and beef markets. Beef production was raised by 59 million pounds. Now, hog markets, meanwhile, they're in a choppy type of trade today. Again, as the market is unfazed by the strong export report and stronger midday pork cutoff values, the WASD report viewed as mixed for hogs. October live cattle up $1.12 to $178.07. September feeder cattle up $1.60 to $242.15. October hogs up 17 cents to $79.92. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are mostly lower. Soybeans relatively flat. Wheat markets, meanwhile, are mostly lower today as well after the WASD report. Pretty much the corn outlook was for smaller supplies and a modest decline in ending stocks. Soybean supply and use changes included lower beginning production or lower beginning stocks production and ending stocks. Many big changes for wheat. December corn down 5 3/4 to 3.99. November beans up a half to 10.01.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Really reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. We are in touch with McKenzie, North Dakota, at the Black Leg Ranch for Trust and Beef's Sustainable Ranchers Tour. And right now, I've got Gunnar Bodversen from he's a strategic operations specialist at Earth Optics. Mr. Bodversen, welcome to AgriTalk. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad to hear that. Earth Optics, dude, that sounds super cool. What is it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Earth Optics is a soil sampling and soil mapping company. So we utilize our GroundEL sensor suite, which is made up of an EMI, that stands for electromagnetic induction sensor, and a ground penetrating radar. So two different sensors mounted on the front of our side-by-sides or four-wheelers or UTVs, whatever you want to call them. We collect scan data with those while we are collecting real soil samples. We also collect remote sensing data, in-situ sensors, really any sort of data we can get our hands on. We funnel that all through our machine learning platform to generate soil attribute maps. And really the crux of what we do is provide high resolution data at a fraction of the cost. Something that we hear from growers all the time is they can get the soil data they can afford, but never the soil data that they want or need to run their operations successfully. So we really pride ourselves on delivering high resolution data at a really low cost to growers of all sorts.
For sure. And grain farmers, sure, soil quality, that might be a cinch for us, but we're at the Sustainable Ranchers Tour. So what benefit can this information offer to ranchers?
Yeah, you know, that's a really great question, because in the ranching world, soil sampling is a little bit different. I think the obvious answer is the carbon marketplace. And so we at Earth Optics, we do a whole lot of carbon quantification for carbon projects, whether it's for offsets or insets. And that's something where a lot of ranchers we're finding are really bolstering their operations by unlocking these new revenue streams through the carbon marketplace. But there's also the additional benefit of just understanding your soil health better. And that's something that we really pride ourselves in. We just merged with a company called Pattern Ag, which is a laboratory located in Emeryville, California. And they pride themselves on biofertility analyses. So with our merger with them, that opens the door to a lot of new metrics that we can look at and help ranchers understand related to the soil health. We do a lot of other measurements as well. But we really think that producers of all sorts benefit from understanding what's going on in their soil at a really granular level. And we don't want to make that more expensive than it needs to be. So like I said, we really try to drive the cost down by any means necessary.
Absolutely. And let me just make sure that I'm hearing you correctly. I thought you said that basically what one of the things that Earth Optics can do is do the math and figure out the carbon in or carbon out, which in some cases can lead to a little bit of a financial return. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, you're 100% correct. So we do a whole lot of carbon quantification throughout the U.S. I would say we're doing about 90% of grass and rangeland in the U.S. and upwards of 60% of row crops. So we've got kind of the market share in North America, at least, for carbon quantification. We juggle a lot of different protocols. We're always investing in new equipment to work on these different projects. But really what it is at the end of the day from the rancher side, it's a way to incentivize good land stewardship. And it pays those farmers who are sequestering carbon in their soil really, really well. And it's really a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. How long have you guys been at this?
Yeah, we've been around since 2018. I myself have been with Earth Optics for just shy of 2 years now. So we're about 6 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this is sort of a new take. We're using these technologies to improve our soil health and to improve production out there on the farm. If listeners want to learn more about Earth Optics, where do they go?
Yeah, you can find us at earthoptics.com. We're also on all kind of the big social media platforms. LinkedIn is where we're posting a lot, but also Twitter, Facebook, all the big ones. But most importantly, I'd like to throw a plug out for our new podcast that we started a few months ago, of which I myself am one of the co-hosts, and our director of partner success, Piper Smith, is my other co-host, and she's doing a really wonderful job with it. That's called Grounded. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and we've been at it for a few months now. I think we are putting our seventh episode out in the next couple of weeks here. So really, really exciting stuff, and we're really proud about it.
Yeah, good for you. Gunnar Bodversen from Earth Optics, thank you for spending some time with us, and and for sharing this exciting new development with us. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you so much.
It is interesting to think about soil quality and such from the perspective of a rancher. You know, I come from corn country. We, you know, it's all about the rows. And, of course, farmers trying to reap a harvest from the soil definitely need to understand their soil fertility, the makeup of the soil. But, man, it's just as important if you're trying to grow grass or forage for raising cattle and such. A fascinating, fascinating thing there. And sounds like the folks at Earth Optics are also helping to do the math on that carbon. We need someone to do the math on the carbon because it's a thing, and it's going to continue to be a thing. It's not going to go away. So Earth Optics there. Let me now bring in Reba Collin, Associate Director for Sustainable Projects with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ms. Collin, welcome to AgriTalk. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on here.
For sure. Now, I got to ask you about something here. Blackleg Ranch, where our tour is coming from today, a former ESAP award winner. What is ESAP? What is that award?
Yes, so the ESAP program is the Environmental Stewardship Award Program. It's a program that's housed in the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and it's truly to honor the stewards of the land and the producers that put stewardship and commend it first. So Jerry Doan and Blackleg Ranch was their national winner in 2016, and truly just for their care of the land was commended for their dedication and such for being an ESAP winner.
2016, that feels like it almost qualifies Blackleg Ranch as an early adopter at this point. Is that fair?
Yep, that's a fair comment for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So tell us what practices they're doing. What are they doing that got the ESAP's attention?
Yeah, definitely. So in 2016, it ultimately comes down to they were adopting rotational grazing, which benefited not only their land, but their livestock. So truly looking at how they could improve their soil quality, their forage quality, and ultimately those two things combined to improve the quality of their cattle. So that really grabbed ESAP's attention when they were rose to the top for that ESAP award.
For sure. That rotational grazing does seem to be paying off for Blackleg. How is rotational grazing important for I guess you call it proper stewardship of the land? What does rotational grazing benefit the rancher?
Yeah, definitely. So rotational grazing takes into consideration your resources you have out on your land. It puts their needs first, and ultimately it takes care of the cattle in the end. So looking at giving those plants the proper rest time so they can recoup and be of the highest quality possible. And that ultimately goes back to improving that soil quality, because you're not overgrazing them, which depletes the carbon in your soil. So ultimately, those rotational grazing helps to build resilience into your land and benefit your cattle.
That's interesting. And so I can see how, I don't know if you were listening in on our former conversation with Earth Optics, but that makes it perfectly clear why Earth Optics would be a valuable tool there for ranchers.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Anytime you start to think about new technologies and how it works into your operations, it definitely helps to build sustainability into your operation by looking at these new things and continued education and just looking to what improves your operation and makes it the most profitable for you.
Okay, Reba, let's play make believe. All right, I just entered the cattle business. I'm a cattleman now. I don't know anything. I'm coming in completely clean. What resources are available to ranchers or maybe guys like me who are interested in enhancing or starting up a rotational grazing program on their ranch? What resources are out there?
Yes, so the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has just finished up our grazing management workbook. This is a great resource for those first-time individuals that want to get into rotational grazing and caring for their land. It provides a good basis to look at what you have and how you can improve and ensure that you're not overgrazing and that you're stocking correctly on your operation. We're hosting a grazing workshop at our CattleCon convention in San Antonio in February. So be sure to check that out and to learn a lot more about what goes into grazing management planning. And then we have lots of resources online. The U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef has a grazing management module that really kind of gives that basis into that workbook that was created. So really good resources. And be sure to talk to your extension agencies and NRCS and all those technical experts and get their opinions on what your land has and how it can be profitable for you.
Real quick, we're going to run out of time if we're not careful here, but when it comes to sustainability, I got to know the ranchers that show up and that, like the ones you're visiting on this tour, what's top of mind for them?
You know, it ultimately comes down to they want to pass it on to the next generation. So they got to find ways to ensure that that next generation is able to take it over and be profitable and continue on. So adapting new technology, new resources, et cetera, is very at top of mind.
Absolutely, you've got to set up the next generation for success. It's one of the mandates in agriculture, in ranching, in farming itself. Reba Collin, Associate Director, Sustainability Projects with NCBA. Thank you so much for being with us today. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
That was Reba Collin from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Up next, we've got Matthew Cleveland from ABS.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
AgriTalk is brought to you by ESN. Don't risk your nitrogen investment. ESN is designed to beat the five ROI killers and provide season-long N to your crop. Learn how ESN works at smartnitrogen.com.
Let's boogie, everybody. Ow! Welcome back to AgriTalk. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here as the Sustainable Ranchers Tour rolls on. Let me now bring in Matthew Cleveland, ABS Senior Director, Global Sustainability. Mr. Cleveland, welcome to AgriTalk. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks, Davis. Really happy to be here.
Senior Director, Global Sustainability. Dude, I can barely keep track of my backyard. You're going to encourage sustainability globally. That's an ambitious thing to do.
Absolutely. There is a lot going on in beef and dairy production around the world.
For sure, for sure. And I wanted to bring you on to talk about genetics. We know the genetics are important. Can you tell us why and how? And maybe let's talk specifically about Blackleg Ranch. Why are the beef genetics so important to a ranch like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, ABS is a genetic improvement provider to farmers and ranchers all around the world. We've been partnering with progressive producers for more than 80 years now. And really, you know, we see ourselves as partners with a lot of operations like Blackleg Ranch. And really what it comes down to is, you know, we feel very strongly that genetics is the start of a more sustainable food supply. And so we know that, you know, we can use genetic improvement to make operations like Blackleg, you know, more efficient, more profitable. And that leads really to being a more sustainable operation.
80 years ago, was sustainability even a word back then?
the way we look at it, Davis, is, you know, farmers and ranchers in the U.S. have been sustainable for a very long time, right? When we look at production, you know, whether it's milk production or beef production, you know, we are way more productive and way more efficient than we've ever been. Really kind of the way we look at it today is, you know, we've been sustainable. The words might change, but really what we're trying to do now is be able to demonstrate that sustainability, you know, to the consumer.
Well, and I feel like you've kind of winked at this already in our conversation, but let's just suss out a little bit more that relationship between genetics and sustainability, please.
Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, when we think about sustainability, you know, we think about a few different pillars, right? And you know, the consumer tends to think about, say, things like animal welfare, and others tend to think about things like the environment and the climate. But also we have to consider, you know, profitability and efficiency, right? All three of those pieces are really critical to the sustainability conversation. And really what it comes down to is, you know, if you're not profitable, if you're not efficient, you're not gonna be there for the long term. And that's truly the definition of sustainability. It's really doing more with less without compromising the ability of future generations to do the same. And so, you know, genetics is really that key input that starts that chain going, right? We can make producers, we can help producers be more profitable and more efficient.
Matthew, let's go back to the land of make-believe. I've got a ranch on one side of the highway that is just sort of not really all that concerned about genetics. I've got a ranch directly across the highway who's very concerned about genetics, keeping an eye on it, is educating themselves. What is the difference in opportunity for each of those ranchers? One's not concerned at all, the other one's leaning in hard to the genetics.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, there's a couple of different things going on, right? There's the types of genetics we're using, and genetics really has the ability to allow an operation to sort of leapfrog, right? To really move more quickly when it comes to things like making the right cow for the environment, making the right calves that are going to go into the beef supply chain. But also, it's about how you use those genetics and how you deliver them. And it's thinking about, you know, what's the right mating strategy? And again, how do I create that right cow that's ultimately going to create that right product for the supply chain. And so that ranch on the one side that's really, you know, jumped on that train and is really focused on genetic improvement is going to be able to drive the efficiency and productivity of their operation much more quickly than the ranch on the other side of the road who really hasn't thought much about it.
Does it have to be a closed herd in order for the farmer, the rancher, to consider himself genetic? Are we talking about closed herds, I guess, is what I'm talking about?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's always the opportunity to introduce new genetics into the system, right? And you know, if I'm a producer, I'm probably always looking around to see, you know, once I've defined my goals, and that's a really critical part of all this, right? You can use genetics to move really fast, but if you move really fast in the wrong direction, you're probably not going to have a great outcome. So once I've defined my goals, you know, I can look around and find the right genetics that allow me to progress towards those goals.
Okay. All of this that we've talked about is what ABS Global does. Give us some specifics there. When we're talking about those enhanced opportunities, where does ABS Global fit into that equation?
Yeah. So again, ultimately, we are about partnering with farmers and ranchers to make the right decisions for their operations. And so it's the idea of, again, not only what genetics are we going to use to help us meet our goals, but how are we going to use them, right? Whether it's through a bull or whether it's through artificial insemination, but then also what's that mating strategy? And so ABS really walks with those producers, you know, along that path and really supports them in making those decisions to make their operations more profitable.
Outstanding. We're going to run out of time. Where can we learn more about ABS and what you can offer for ranchers?
Yeah, so if you want to learn more, certainly go to absglobal.com. That's probably the best place. We're on all the socials as well, but we'd be happy to hear from you.
Now, I've asked the question before, and from where I'm sitting, I would imagine the scent of lunch is intensifying in the air. Is that your experience, Mr. Cleveland, in this moment?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel really hungry, Davis, so I'm looking forward to lunch.
What do they got going over there? Any idea? What are they fixing?
Beef tacos is what I'm hearing. Now I'm even more excited.
Baby. Oh, baby, I could eat some tacos. Matthew Cleveland, ABS Senior Director for Global Sustainability. Thank you for being with us and talking to us about ABS. Brother, have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Davis. Thank you.
You bet. All right, that's going to wrap up our coverage this morning from McKinsey, North Dakota at the Blackleg Ranch Trust and Beef Sustainable Ranchers Tour. Let me see if I can get them. Thanks to Jimmy Evans, Gunnar Bavarsson, Reba Collin, and Matthew Cleveland for Big Apple Joe Stackler. It's your pal, Davis Michelson. I'll be back this afternoon with more on AgriTalk.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most.
our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from September 13th through the 16th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online.